Oh man, excited to be back out there with the guys. It's been a long journey, so to be able to get back out there with the guys and know that, you know, I'm going to be dressing this week, and just excited to everyone who played a role in me getting to this point. Thank you all. I'm excited. Now I can focus on football. The hard part is out the way. Still going to continue to, you know, make improvements and get better health-wise and try to be the best teammate that I can be. I can't wait to get out there Sunday with the guys and get that feeling of coming out of the locker room, preparing for a game, preparing to play, and things like that. So I'm just excited. Open for questions.
Do you have a biggest concern about the first time you're playing the game?
No, no concerns at all. Our training staff, our strength and conditioning staff, they've done a great job of preparing me to get to this point. So once I get out there, you know, it's no regrets, no holding back. Whatever's meant to happen, happens. I trust God's plan for me, and I'm going to go with that.
Did you ever think that this day would not come? Did you have a lot of self-doubt over 14 months, or did you always believe?
No, I never had any doubt. And that's a credit to the people around me. They never once let me get down. They never counted me out. So getting back out there, this is not only about me. It's about the people who counted me in. You know, there are a bunch of people who counted me out, you know, outside of this building and things like that. But at the end of the day, it's about going out there and competing for these guys in this locker room and all the guys and all the people that counted me in.
Teddy, what are your expectations in terms of potentially being back as the starter? Is you hope that will happen fairly soon, or how do you look at that?
I'm just going to take it one day at a time. Right now, we're playing some good football, and me coming back, you know, I just want to be the best teammate that I can be, continue to be a leader around here in the locker room and motivate the guys to continue to put their best effort out there each day.
Teddy, in what ways is this offense different than the one that was here the last time you were playing?
It's just two different systems, two different coordinators. But the thing is, this offense allowed guys to just make plays. Previous offense, I think, it was a more down-the-field offense. So this offense is a mix of both. So I'm excited to be a part of it. I can't wait.
Teddy, what was it like when we saw you in here when the team was getting ready to practice? So long that you just couldn't get out there. Maybe you thought your body would let you. How hard was that for you as a competitor to have to wait for this day?
Yeah, it's always hard when the guys are going to work and you have to go in the opposite direction. It's like when all the kids are going to PE and you have to go to detention or something like that. Not saying that what I went through was detention, but you know, it was hard, especially being a competitor and knowing, you know, how much these guys mean to me, you know, that I couldn't be out there with those guys. I kind of didn't like the fact that I couldn't be out there, but I couldn't do anything about it, but put my head down and continue to work hard so that eventually that day would come that I was out there with those guys.
Did you do much in the way of virtual reality, any of the stuff when you were away before you came back to practice with the headset to kind of simulate the game action that you could see potentially pretty soon?
Yeah, I would definitely steal reps with the virtual reality that we do around here, and especially when I wasn't practicing. So I would go in and watch Wednesday's practice, Thursday's practice, and Friday's practice, and you know, still those virtual reps, and it helped.
Did you use that headset thing that a lot of quarterbacks use?
Yes, use the headset.
Teddy, when do you allow yourself to look back? Is it after you make a start again, after you play again? Have you already started it? When do you allow yourself to look back and see how far you came?
That's a tough one. I try not to focus on the past, but just continue to just focus on the things that I can control. So the things that I can control is the effort I put forward each day. And I always tell myself, I can't come home or I can't lay down to go to sleep without maximizing each day. So whether it's mentally preparing myself, physically preparing myself, just doing everything that I can do to be the best version of Teddy that I can be, and not looking back at, you know, what I've been through. That's my mindset.
You've been back on the practice field in the last few weeks here. What has it been like to kind of look at that spot on the field where you went down? I mean, had any thoughts about that as you stepped on that part of the field?
No, I haven't. Like I said, once I get out there in between those lines, I have no regrets, no doubt. I'm just out there and living my dream, continuing to live my dream. There was a chance, there was a time where, you know, the dream may have ended or, you know, died, but the dream is still alive. So I'm excited. I pay no attention to the spot. I pay no attention to the action, the play action that I did that day. Just, hey, give him all. Like I said, if it's part of God's plan, I'm all for it.
You put a lot of work in to get over a bunch of benchmarks physically along the way. What have you done? What can you do to get over those mental hurdles that may still be there?
I honestly think I'm over them.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think I'm a mentally strong guy, and the guys in this locker room help reassure that. So, and then you look at our head coach, one of the toughest guys I've ever met. So having that to look towards as motivation and things like that just plays a role in my everyday life.
Teddy, you've mentioned being excited, and you've also talked about your teammates. Just what has it been like seeing their excitement level and their support as well when you've gotten back out on the field?
It's been amazing. This locker room is special. We have a great group of guys here, have a bunch of leaders. So to be out there with those guys and see their reactions, you know, just continue to just add fuel to my fire and gave me some excitement.
Teddy, with 3 weeks under your belt of practice, how much confidence do you have now in your mobility and being able to evade the pass rush?
I have a ton of confidence. Throughout this entire process, we did drills and simulated different movements that were preparing me for game-like situations. And, you know, it's not the actual game, but had some great work throughout this entire process, and I'm very comfortable and confident.
Do you have any contact with Deshaun Watson or any feelings of what he's going through now?
Yeah, I tweeted him. I didn't want to call him yet because I went through a knee injury last year and had about 800 text messages that I had to respond to. So my tweet, you know, it was head on and 100% accurate. And he comes from a background where he's had to overcome obstacles his entire life. So, you know, nothing ever came easy, and I know that he's going to attack his rehab full speed. I know he has a great support team around him who's going to continue to motivate him also, and I'm pretty sure sometime this week I'll make sure I reach out to him and give him my best and my prayers.
Have you counseled Delvin Cook a little bit as he's gone through his injury, and you guys sit by each other here, and you guys have kind of developed your own relationship?
Yeah, Delvin, he lives in the neighborhood. This right here, this is called the neighborhood, and Diamond's a great guy. He has the right mindset as far as attacking his therapy. And having gone through a knee injury last year, he can lean on me, and I give him different advice. And I know what it takes, you know, with having someone around who keeps you lifted. So I try to be that guy for Diamond. And plus the other guys in this locker room also try to be that guy for him whenever we see him around the facility.
Some of your teammates think you're stronger. And some of your passes have more zip. Would that be a fair enough assessment to say for yourself?
No? Yeah, I think I'm stronger. I had nothing but time to lift weights and get stronger, my upper body, my lower body. So the ball is definitely coming out of my hand with much more zip.
Eddie, when was the last time you went into a game not preparing to be the starter?
I think my rookie year. So cases starting this week, and the guys are going to be behind him. I'm going to be behind him. I'm going to continue to be those second pair of eyes for him on the sideline, and you know, continue to motivate him and cheer the guys on.
Now that you're back on the active roster, did you have a specific target date at any point on when you were hoping to be activated?
Honestly, I just wanted to be activated. Mm-hmm. You know, just wanted to get a chance to get out there and compete with the guys. It's been a long, I think, 14 months or something like that. So just being activated, knowing that I will be suiting up, coming out of that locker room, and getting that rush, that adrenaline going through my blood and my body, you know, it's a great feeling.
Do you know you'll be the second quarterback as opposed to the third, you know, with how they do things?
I don't, but going to go into this game, and like I said, Case is the guy, so going to stand behind Case, root these guys on.
Are you the kind of guy that wrote down the goals, like, and check it off, like, do this, get reactivated, that kind of thing? Physically write them down and go through the process, or is it all just up here that you knew you wanted to get back?
It's a mixture of both. Try to set goals, and try to set everyday goals, and those everyday goals lead up to the big goals, which was getting activated and things like that. So every day I have a plan, and try to come up with a way to execute that plan.
Hey, the time that you've spent around here, what has that done for you, kind of getting used to a new offense that you've been doing your rehab here and you've been able to be in meetings?
It's been great. Being able to get an understanding of the philosophy and what's being asked around here. It's been great to be around here and be a part of it.
How has this process changed you as a person, as a player?
Like I said, back in the spring or in the summer, it just made me more appreciative to the smaller things in life. I mentioned in the summer that there was a time where I couldn't even put my pants on by myself or couldn't even walk. And to be able to stand right here, do an interview, or to be able to practice later today, you know, that makes you appreciate the smaller things.
Is there any hope, Teddy, in maybe trying to get you in a less pressure type of a game, or are you ready to go in even if it's like the last drive and game's tied and Case goes down or something?
You know, we're just going to go with the flow of how the game goes. If I'm asked to go in, you know, I'll go in. Won't have any hesitation. Go out there, give it my all. But, you know, you always hope for the best. And I wish and I hope that, you know, we can just go out there and handle our business and continue to play Viking football.
Couple more for Teddy.
Is there any player around the league that has reached out to you that surprised you to show you support or strength?
Not really. I leaned on my community back home in Miami. Surprisingly, I would lean on the younger kids, and they would motivate me. You know, there was a time I would be home, and I would say something to a kid, and the kid would say, "Hey, you know, you're hurt. You can't talk to me." So, like, hearing that, it motivates you in a different way because, you know, it's like, hey, this kid looks up to me. So if I'm not out there, then, you know, who is he going to look up to? So I have to do what I have to do to get myself ready to go play, ready to get back out there and give these guys, these kids, some more motivation.
Teddy, when you got all those texts after you got hurt, did you respond to every one of them?
Yeah, it took me like 3 months to respond to all the text messages, but I made it my business to respond to every single text message.
Thanks, Teddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm happy for you.